afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. That's Gary Lucy.
Chica 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 chica. Oh yeah.
And then you saying that's Pat Francis.
And that's Pat Francis.
Bam bam.
Boom. Pat, so much hate mail from the profanity show. Tipper Gore is all up on my
case. I know. People don't like dirty songs.
But they love them.
They do. They secretly like them. See, they're like Republicans. They say that they don't like them, and then they love them.
That's right.
They really love dirt.
They like them like they like D's nuts. Anyway, Pat, how was your Halloween?
My Halloween was great. My oldest daughter went as a China doll.
Oh,
and
the wrestler?
No. Come on now.
Yeah.
She went. She just said a porcelain, like a porcelain doll, not a China doll, porcelain doll. And my youngest went as Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but she didn't wear a blonde wig because she said that her hair is good enough.
Good for her.
Yeah, she never wears a wig. Every year when she said she was Supergirl last year, no wig. My hair's good enough. She was Velma from Scooby-Doo the year before. No, my hair's good enough.
That is a little girl with some esteem.
That like she that. Has big time self-esteem. Look. Like I'll go, you're cute. She'll say, I know.
That was something I don't know.
She'll say everybody tells me that. That's what she'll say. So maybe we want to dial that back a little bit as she gets older. But for now, it's fun. And now, did Preston dress up for Halloween?
He did. He wanted to be Indiana Jones. I'm like, oh yeah, that's gonna be easy. There's you could just get all those prefab accoutrements right at the Halloween store. But no, he wanted to be Lego Indiana Jones.
Oh, okay.
So I had to how are you supposed to do that? So then I said, hey, Preston, have you ever seen this internet meme, Nyan Cat? You know, do what that is, man. It's his kitty cat who has a Pop Tart for a body.
Okay.
And rainbows kind of come out of its butt.
All right.
And he's like, I want to be Nyan Cat. I'm like, yes. So a little poster board. I was out the door.
I think it would be funny if he wanted to be, I want to be Indiana Jones, but I want to be Dr. Jones. I want to be him when he's, exactly. when he's teaching, when he's a professor.
The professor. Just like, who are you, little boy? And also, I love you.
Matt said Gary writes "I love you" across his eyelids,
like his students. And also he saw this on a cartoon. Like he's not going to say trick or treat, but he's going to jump out of the bush and says, "Give me candy, lady."
Okay,
so that's and it worked out. Yeah, people were scared,
and they were willing to give up sugary treats. Did you dress up when you go along?
I always go as Count Slackula. Uh-huh. I always wear my regular clothes just with a cape. I'm not even
That's
trying.
Good. I like that.
I stopped trying. But, Pat, I don't know why I'm always excited about magazines. If there's one thing kids like to do these days besides not buy music, it's not buy magazines. But yep. I'm always excited at the newsstand. The new Spin has Das Racist on it, I guess edited by our boy Patton Oswalt.
Patton
very funny.
Oswalt.
And there's a really nice, if you've ever heard about the best show on WFMU and you're like, what's that about? It's really funny. And this is a good introduction to that. And they're written by Jake Fogelnest. It was in his 30s now. Remember when Jake Fogelnest was 11?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's weird. And then there's GQ has their rock issue out. Now, I've never seen anything in GQ I want to wear that. It's always $5,000 cardigan or something like that. Who are these people?
Let's see the cover of that. That's Eminem, Keith Richards.
And Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne. A little bit too much tattoos on Lil Wayne. once the tattoos extend to your entire face, why don't you go and work at a carnival?
He's actually not even a black guy.
Tattooed black.
Yeah, that's how much tattoos.
And I noticed that Keith Richards has a bunch of wrinkles tattooed on his face.
He does indeed. You know what, we get that out? Little HWC.
Oh, you know it would. Oh, don't even bring it up. But the mail is going to come again. Oh, I said it.
But this is Jim James from my Morning Jacket. This is an outfit I would like to rock. Because he's a bigger fellow, and he's got like a trench coat on.
Oh, he's got some furry Ugg boots.
And some big white furry Ugg boots, and he looks cool. He's got some long hair going. I could pull that off probably, right?
Yeah, I think you could. What, and who are those guys on that on the other side?
Oh, that's your friends, the Black Keys.
Goddamn Black Keys.
Doing some go-kart racing.
Oh, man, why don't those guys start playing some of the White Keys, too, and doing something musical?
Think about this. When you're, like, working hard, slaving away, they're out at the go-kart track.
Yeah, they're out at the go-kart track.
Anyway, so, yeah, check out Read Magazines. That's
Read Magazines,
point.
GQ.
GQ. And so there's that. And do you have any new business? Do you have any other new business?
I don't have any new business. Not that I can think of.
You know what I think that means it's time for, Brad Frazzles?
It's time for...
Rock Solid Buzzcuts.
This week's Buzzcut is something that's got, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 million hits on YouTube.
Wow.
It's a gal named Lana Del Rey. Have you heard of her?
Oh, yeah. She's a porn star.
It sounds like a porn star. Look at her. She's pretty easy on the eye.
She's got like a, you know what though? She's got a cigarette in her hand, and that's
a big turnoff for you.
Smoking is a turnoff for me immediately. I don't care what you look like. I don't care if you look like Brad Pitt. No way, Brad. Wait a minute. What did I say? So, okay. Is she young? She looks young.
Yeah, she's like, I think 23, 24.
And she's dressed like in like 60s, like she looks like maybe Lulu or Dusty Springfield or
she
something.
She looks like somebody, like she's in the typing pool over there at Sterling Draper.
Yeah, exactly. Right, that's that good. Exactly. That's exactly what she looks like.
Yeah, very good looking. And she wants to be taken seriously as an artist, though. She doesn't want to be judged by her pouty lips and red hair.
And now this buzz cut, is it from a full-length CD or is this just
She just has singles out. And, okay.
They do that a lot. That was a big thing in Britain. They would always, the singles were a big thing. Like Beatles have tons of singles that aren't on an album. Like Penny Lane is not on a Beatles album. That's a single.
It's on, isn't it on Magical Mystery Tour? Well, I guess it's like kind of like after the fact. It was
after the fact,
yeah.
Right.
No, it's true. And then they like gather them all together.
Yeah, that's, cobble them together and do something. That's another show. But
it's
okay.
A profit deal is what they, but she has, There's three songs I've heard. I heard the one we're gonna hear is called Video Games.
Okay.
Then there's another one called Blue Jeans, and then there's another one called Diet Mountain Dew. So I think she writes songs like the way they write questions on Family Feud. Like
that last song is called what?
Diet Mountain Dew.
Okay. Now wait a minute. What was the first song?
Video Games.
Okay, it seems like she's just trying to write songs to try to get an endorsement deal.
Maybe so, yeah, I think that's
You know, she's waiting for a call from Wrangler or Levi's.
Or she was wandering around the supermarket with Bruce Springsteen.
Hey, I'll tell you what, anytime I'm looking for inspiration, I like to go down to my local mall, and I just like to walk. Like, I got a song called Payless Shoes. And I got a song called Apple Store.
So she took a page out of Bruce's book.
Yeah, I'm interested in how this is going to go.
So we're going to hear Video Games by Lana Del Rey and then decide if the buzz is justified or unwarranted.
And then I'm going to play a little bit of my new song called Frogurt.
Atmospheric for the fall here. You thought it was gonna be like Pac-Man Fever or something, didn't you?
Yeah, I wasn't sure what we're gonna. Sounds like a harp.
Singing in the backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name.
Still sounds like Bruce.
Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take a body downtown. I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on, go play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I ever even knew. They say that the world was built for two. Only with living.
All right.
That's,
Now, who's going to weigh in first?
Would you like to weigh in first? Or would you like to?
I will weigh in first. Okay. Now, let me tell you something. Based on that song,
yes.
I would want to hear more.
Yes.
And it had, it reminded me of the Brandon Flowers solo album,
like
the thing she was singing about and the way she was singing, and then her voice was reminding me also of Richard O'Brien, who's Riff Raff in Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Interesting.
Like the you know, science fiction, double feature. And I would definitely listen to more of that, yes.
Yeah, you know.
So you're saying
the buzz is?
Justify.
Justify.
I think, you know what, I felt the same way until I heard more of the songs. I'm like, oh, this is, she kind of has this one flavor. What it's like, Pat, to me is, like around this time of year when they start having pumpkin things around, you get like your pumpkin yogurt and your pumpkin lattes, you're
right.
Like, oh, this is good, I want this all the time. And then you're like, you know, by November, you're like, I've had about enough of this. Yeah. I don't want it anymore.
I just bought, frozen Eggo waffles that were spiced pumpkin. Limited edition.
Limited edition. You're not going to get this shit in February. Oh, you know what my favorite seasonal thing was? They had that apple cobbler Cliff Bar around this time of year.
Oh, I never had an apple cobbler.
So good, and they took it away. They tried to have like blueberry cobbler, but it tasted like a Cari or Fresner or something.
Is apple cobbler a seasonal thing? I think you can have that any time of year.
You would think so, but maybe somebody told that to Cliff Bar. You know, dear Cliff Bar, don't you know?
See, when I think of seasonal, I guess so. But when I think of seasonal stuff, it's always like eggnog and pumpkin. That's the two seasonal things I think of.
There's that, and I like Balance Bar now, and they don't mess around with stuff like that. So anyway, so
or they have we're at McDonald's when they have the Shamrock Shake. That's a seasonal thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's you know, there's no real four leaf clovers in that.
No, not
a little bit.
So you're saying
I'm saying that the buzz on Lana Del Rey is slightly unwarranted.
Why? And you might have to lean more towards what Gary said on this one, because he's heard more than I've only heard that one song, and I'm only saying. What happened?
We've moved on into the main body.
You did.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is, we promised to play that a few weeks ago from kicked off of the Shrek soundtrack. That's the only new Pixies material that's been recorded in the last couple of decades.
Wow.
And it's called Bamf the Walk. And
you found that illegally.
You could get it, you know, if you know a guy, you could get it, but.
But like, I can't pay, the Pixies can't earn any money from me.
You know what, I think it's on you, you know, whatever you, pay. What
iTunes?
Those things that people, yeah, that's the
it's thing. On iTunes, I guess. It's just a single.
I think you can get it as a single, but that's why don't they, you know, drop by Frank Black. He has like two solo albums a month, it seems like. Just
is that true?
Drop by, shake a maraca or something, give us some Pixies material. But the main point here is, Pat, that the Pixies start with the P.
Yes.
And every 4 weeks or so, we like to choose a letter at random. And
this letter was chosen by the silent partner, Matt Belknap.
Yeah, who how did you choose that letter? Why?
Like you said, I was going P.
You were going P.
He was going number one.
He was going number one. And he thought, let's do letter P. So we're going to do this. This is, I love these shows. Because there's always a lot of great suggestions, and we always like hear a lot on the Facebook page about what about this song. So I always like to hear about those. So if you don't mind, I think I'll get us kicked off.
Sure.
With this is a band called the Pernis Brothers, and they had a lot of buzz about 4 years ago because they won some AOL poll about what's the saddest song of all time, and it was a song by them about some suicide song called Chicken Wire. So I thought that would be a fun way to get
And before you play it, I do want to. And in case you've never listened to us before, the letter P, we go. It's the band begins with P, or the last name of an artist begins with P. It's not songs that begin with P. We're going by the artists, or P artists.
So strictly Dewey Decimal style.
Yes.
That's how we roll here.
Here we go. So, okay, I'm sorry. I interrupted your ramp up, so go ahead.
That's okay. This is the Pernis Brothers, and it's called The Weakest Shade of Blue. And you might want to crank this, man. I think it's a little quiet, but...
Won't you come and bury
Sorry, I didn't know that was so long. I was just rocking out to him. Weakest Shade of Blue, the Pernis Brothers.
I like that a lot. Did they have, how many albums do they have?
They had a ton of, they have a big catalog. They used to be known as the Scud Mountain Boys.
Okay.
Which would probably make you think they were one of those, bands. But they are, now they're like a nice pop rock band from Massachusetts. And yeah, you can't go wrong really with any of their albums. But
and what year did this come out?
I think that was 99.
I like that a lot. I would listen, again, I would, from that, I would seek them out and listen more than that. That was right in my my ballpark.
Then my work here is done.
Okay.
See ya.
This is rock solid. Thank you.
What do you got, Pat? Practice starts with a P.
I am going for a gentleman named Robert Plant.
Robert who now?
Robert Plant. He's in a band called Ledley Zeppley.
Got it. Okay.
And this is from his most recent album from 2010 called Band of Joy. And I don't like a lot of Robert Plant solo. But this is a song called Angel Dance. It's actually a cover of a Los Lobos song.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And this one really grabs me. I really enjoy this.
Good night, sleep tight. Big bright sun has gone away. You know it's gone away. Goodbye, don't cry. Tomorrow will bring us a brand new day. We can run and play. And they'll laugh up and down the hall. Don't go shout.
Chorus coming up.
Let them fly right across the wall. Let them cry till the morning call. Little angel dance.
One more time. So yeah, this Band of Joy album in 2010, I thought he's in really good voice. You can hear that he might not be able to sing Led Zeppelin songs live, but I think he sounds in real good voice there. And this Band of Joy album is one of my favorites from 2010. It had a nice atmospheric touch to it, and I enjoyed it.
He's one of those guys, he's really got his finger on the pulse of what's happening with music, and you know, he really stays relevant and like,
yeah,
you
I think
know,
he tries to.
He'll do like a Jeff Buckley song or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On tour, and yeah, he's, but I think like if you know the story, The Portrait of Dorian Gray. I think Robert Plant is the picture that Roger Daltrey has in his attic. The years have not been kind.
No, they haven't been kind. He still rocks that hair, and he kind of rocking a little bit of a beard now, I think, to hide the...
kind of make a chin.
Yeah. And, but, yeah, Plant.
Bobby Plant.
Bobby.
Moving on to... This was a nice little grunge pop trio that met and formed at Tufts University. It was kind of like a little extracurricular activity that they had, and they put out just, I think, like two or three just perfect little albums in the mid-90s. Went their separate ways, became doctors, whatever they did, but we'll always have these albums. The band is called Papas Fritas, which is Spanish for French fries, but it's also kind of a pun on Pop Has Freed Us.
Ooh, I like it.
And this song is called Hey, Hey, You Say on Rock Solid. Sitar, wow.
The noise, turn off the voice. Give us a break. Give us a break. Man on the telephone won't ever let me. Man on the telephone.
Say! Papas Fritas on Rock Solid.
What kind of, how would you categorize that if we need to put something in a box?
Well, it was on the Minty Fresh label out of Chicago, and they do a lot of, just, indie pop, I guess. I would just call it indie pop, I think.
Is Minty Fresh still around?
I think so. Yeah, they. I'm trying to think.
Is what Sub Pop still around?
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're doing things. That's David Cross's label.
Is Faygo Red Pop still around?
That's at the Gathering of the Juggalos.
All right.
what's next on your P list?
All right, I'm going. Wow, I just noticed that these are two my first two songs are people who are no longer with their original bands or went solo or whatever. But this is Steve Perry from Journey. This is a song from his first band called Alien Project.
Never heard this.
No, you never have heard this. But this was released when he released the Steve Perry Greatest Hits album. You know, he doesn't have a lot of greatest hits solo, yeah. So it was like Greatest Hits plus five.
Yeah.
So this was the demo called If You Need Me, Call Me. This is the demo that got him the job in Journey. Journey's management at the time, manager Herbie Herbert, heard this song and basically told the band, look, you've done three albums to nothing.
Yeah.
You need a singer. This is going to be the guy. They actually had another guy in the band who was going to be the singer. And he says, no, we are hiring Steve Perry. And this is the song that got Steve Perry the job. It's called If You Need Me, Call Me.
She said, I want you to understand. I'm not up to someone new. I don't even have one waiting in the wings. So I mean, it's not like we're through. Oh, it's just I'm young, not innocent. Ooh, perhaps there's space to grow.
Journey not record this.
What's that group called? This
Alien Project.
Alien Project.
I don't think you'll find it anywhere.
That's cool, though. So I guess you have to get on that Steve Perry thing. I never know, but this is some rock history here on Rock Solid. I'm learning.
Yeah, that's the demo that got him the job.
So. It sounds so right. It's like one of those things of like, you know, when you're watching like a biopic or something.
Right,
like,
right, right.
And to us, we know the story. It's obvious this is the guy. But at the time, like, I don't know.
Yeah, they did not want Steve Perry.
I like how when he first joined the group, they kind of gave him that. They kind of like eased him in with that. Ooh, anyway that you want me. Yeah. Like they let him sing like half a song.
Right, right, right. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then, you know, then we'll see if it works.
Yeah, they let
out,
him but. Share lead vocal with Greg Raleigh at the time.
Exactly. Steve Perry's a little bit ruined for me though because of did you read that Sarah Silverman book?
No.
She talked
what did
about
she say?
She talked about meeting him and you know he was a big fan of hers and he didn't really get the irony of her racisms sometimes and she didn't name him by names but she said like let's just say I have stopped believing.
So wait a minute. I want to make sure I'm following what you're saying. She had some stand-up material.
Yeah.
And he was racist.
He thought it unironically.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
he liked it unironically.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't remember what the bit is now, but
that's hard to believe because he's from San Francisco originally.
Seems like he, you know, like around diversity and stuff.
And I got to tell you, I met Steve Perry.
Yes.
And had about a 15-minute conversation with him. Jimmy Pardo and I. We met him at a restaurant.
Oh yeah. So,
and he could not have been nicer. One of the nicest rock stars I've had an encounter with. So,
was that at like Arts Deli or something?
That was at Luis Trattoria's on Laurel Canyon and Ventura. He eats there like 4 days a week. head over there with your albums and merchandise.
We're like hanging out. And it was all fine. It was like, hey, what are you wops? Want to give me some more water?
Hey, Dagos, how about some more za?
Could you go ahead and start that one, Mad Bill? Now this one has a little bit of leaning, but it kind of maybe I'll freestyle over it. You never know. But this is one of those bands that you hear the name a lot, but maybe you never really heard of what they sound like. Well, now you're going to hear what they sound like.
All
finally.
Right.
Another one of the great Cleveland rock bands. They're called Pear Ubu.
And I've heard that name.
And this is their hit called Final Solution from the late 70s.
This is a hit.
You know, relatively speaking.
A single.
Play this breakdown.
The girls won't touch me because I've got a misdirection.
You know what would help your complexion?
Oh, no, don't go there.
And in the 70s, they like to do two verses before the chorus. We've had to cut way back since then. In this economy, are you kidding me?
Mom threw me out till I get some pants to fit.
Ill-fitting pants.
You just want to prove of my strange kind of wit.
Fun fact, that's Hitler's favorite punk rock song.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true. It's probably not. I'm not a history buff. But anyway, Perubu there on Rock Solid. Could you keep us rolling, Pat?
Alrighty, I'm going to jump into probably one of the most popular P-name bands from Seattle, Pearl Jam.
Oh, okay.
This is from their album Backspacer from 2009. This
available
song,
exclusively at Target
and Target.
Is that Bruce Springsteen's shopping?
And Target, and by the way, Target had way too many Backspacer albums.
A lot of copies.
There. I mean, I would go.
I bought one. I could only buy one.
You know, it's like, what do you buy one for your friend?
Yep.
But this is this song called "The Fixer." This was not written by Eddie Vedder. It was written by other guys in the band: Matt Cameron, Mike McCready, and Stone Gossard.
I didn't know that.
This is a great fucking song. The Fixer.
Love it. Love it.
When something's cold, let me shed a little light on it. When something's cold, let me put a little fire on it. If something's old, I wanna put a bit of shine on it. When something's cold, I wanna fight to get it back again.
How good is that?
You know what I heard, Pat, that Pearl Jam is a slang term for HWC.
Is it?
Isn't it? What do you think?
Is it? Man, I never thought of it like that before. Thanks for ruining the band.
Sorry.
I thought the story really was like something about Eddie Vedder's aunt Pearl or something weird.
She would make strawberry jam every Sunday.
And then blow Bon Jovi. And then and, beautiful well,
he,
skin.
But he
beautiful
loves her, though. Bon Jovi loves Eddie Vedder's aunt.
Anyway, but so, yeah, it's an awesome, like, you know, for them to like have such a great album at that stage of their
And I always assume, you know, you always assume the singer has a hand in writing all the tunes, so that's kind of cool to know that. I'm sorry, Mr. Vedder, but you are not going to join us in a songwriting credits this time.
Wow, have you seen the documentary, the Cameron Crowe?
No, not yet. Is it great?
I haven't seen it. Got to see it.
Is it? It's on DVD. Is it streaming on Netflix yet?
You know, I don't know. I got to check. I'm a little behind on my Netflix. I lost my ATM card, and then so it's a thing. You don't want to hear about these things.
No, that doesn't even make any sense to me. Well, you lost your ATM card, so you're...
Because, you know, they like bill it to the ATM card, and like, well, there's a problem. And then I'm thinking like, wow, maybe this is my chance to jump off this Netflix.
Well, did you get a new ATM card?
I got a new ATM card, but not as far as Netflix is concerned. I haven't told them about it.
You know that Bruce Springsteen's in love with a bank teller.
So he could probably fix me.
Yeah, he might be able to. All right, here we go. What do you got?
Pat, do you remember back when Jimmy was our guest and I told my tale of woe of 1991?
I think so.
It was a dark time.
You were crazy and you were driving your nieces to school.
Yeah,
and
my sisters. And
your sisters, sorry.
I said, hey, Modesto's a town for losers. I'm pulling out of here to win.
Yeah.
I moved to Portland, and it was great. Everything turned out great after that. But at first, it was a little rough because I was still in a rough space. I was, did you see the movie Drugstore Cowboy?
Long time ago, yeah.
At the end,
Kelly Lynch, right?
Yeah, exactly. Hot Chili. But at the end, Matt Dillon's living in, like this flop house by William S. Broza. That's where I lived, like in that neighborhood, like in one of those flop houses.
You were in a flop house?
I lived in a SRO, Pat. I was
standing room only?
Yeah, that's right. It was very popular at the time. Well, single room occupancy. And it was, you know, there was like a pizza place on the bottom of everything. Everybody shared a bathroom. And it was gross.
How long did you have to live there?
You know, I ended up living there about...
6 years.
About 6 years. That's what, you know, I lived there about 3 or 4 months. And it was funny when I went to move out... you know, I told the guy, you know, like, hey, I finally found a place, and And he kind of told me, like, you know, I thought you were going to end up managing this place. That's what happened to me.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, shit. He saw that I had the soul of the damned.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Listen to Rock Solid, buddy.
Yeah.
This guy's got his own show.
This is where I am now. But one day I walk out of the flop house and I look across the street and there's four affable Canadians are walking up the street. I'm like, mm-hmm. That's the Pursuit of Happiness. This is crazy. I said, hi, Pursuit of Happiness. And they said, oh, hi. Do you know where we could get some food, eh? And I'm like, yeah, follow me. So I went and I took them up to Northwest 23rd Avenue. We got some pizza and we hung out. I went to the show and they were nice. And it was, I think that's what turned it around for me. It was the Pursuit of Happiness. Anyway, so this is their Power Pop masterpiece called She's So Young on Rock Solid.
As much as she died to be. She's leading a brand new age. That uniform that she wears, I see it on the street every day. She looks heavenward and struggles to find the right cliche. You've got to find your own space. Have a nice day.
Do you have the sound, Pat? Love Junk?
No, but let me tell you something about this. This sounds to me like Utopia.
It sounds a lot like
Utopia. It reminds me of Feet Don't Fail Me Now or I Just Want to Touch You.
Funny story, Pat. Guess who produced this album?
Todd Rundgren?
Yes.
That's fucking crazy.
You picked it.
Rundgren is everywhere. I didn't. This is not planned. I did not know that. But it sounds so much like I Just Want
to
Touch You.
It really does. And now I'm starting to like back to he definitely produced some for them. I think this is it, though. So they're obviously like-minded, but I think you like that album.
Okay, cool.
What do you got?
Well, you can't have a P.
Yeah.
You cannot have an episode with the P's.
Yeah.
Without listening to a little Piper.
Piper?
Yeah, from 1977.
Okay.
They had two albums, and and they got a lead singer on Piper. He's a guy named Billy Squire.
Oh, okay.
And so let's listen to this is before Billy Squire went solo. This is Who's Your Boyfriend by Piper.
Hint, not Billy Squire.
I have a question for you. Wait, let me ask you something. And then he actually redid that on his first solo album called Tale of the Tape, and it's a lot more rocking than this version. But there's a little early. I gave you a little early Steve Perry. Gave you a little early Billy Squire.
That's cool. It's like the
Piper is the band.
Back. And we have a super fan Piper on the Facebook page.
Oh, good. Maybe she'll seek this out.
She'll seek that out and wonder who's.
They have two albums. Piper.
That's cool. Thank you very much,
Pat. Is it?
I think it's fine. I think it's great. I enjoy Billy Squire.
Look, when Matt gave us the P, I told you this earlier. When Matt gave us the P, the first thing that popped into my head is Pretenders, Police, you know, and I'm like, I've talked about the Pretenders four or five times, and the Police we've talked about, so I was looking for different stuff that I like that maybe you've never heard, and Piper was there.
Mm-hmm. Pat, let me ask you a question.
Okay. Who's my boyfriend?
Who's your boyfriend? Are you ready to make some love, Pat?
I am.
Now, when you're really seriously ready to make some love, you could, you could get some... Barry White or something like that.
Yeah,
but when you're ready to really get down to the business.
Who would I get? The Pogues?
You get the Pogues. No, you get Teddy Pendergrass.
Oh, check TP.
Little TP. Check this out.
Is this pre-chair or post-chair?
I'm not even going to dignify that.
Being in a wheelchair does not stop you from singing, man.
That's true.
Stops you from dancing on the ceiling. I know it's Lionel Richie. Still can't do it.
Close the door. Let me give you what you've been waiting for.
My dick.
baby, I got so much love to give.
That would have to be pre-chair.
I want to give it all to you.
There's a good euphemism for getting it on coming up here.
All right.
Close the door. No need to worry no more. Let's bring this day to a pleasant end.
Baby, girl, let's bring this day to a pleasant end. Good night.
Now, Gary, now we're all married, so you know now that once you have kids, you do have to close the door.
You got to close the
right?
door.
That's absolutely.
You got to schedule.
And if there's a lock on that door, you might have to lock the door.
And then go to a hotel.
Matt, do you close the door and lock it? Because will Zoe come into your room?
No.
She won't? She's too young.
She's asleep.
No, well, there's stuff to look forward to. And what about Preston? Sound sleeper?
Yeah, yeah, and yeah, but when you said wheelchair, it reminded me of this friend I used to have. I should see if he's on Facebook or something. It was a guy in a wheelchair named Brian, and
well, I hope I didn't offend anyone.
No, but one time somebody asked him, you know, it was a girl said, you know, we're at a club or something. And she said, "So, like, how do you do it?" And he's like, he said, "Like a freight train."
Well, good for that guy. Good for him. Favorite movie? Coming Home. Favorite TV show? Ironside.
Okay. Let's put this show to a pleasant end. No, actually, we have like two
a couple more songs.
A couple more songs. Let's hear what you got.
I got a song that was not on any of this artist's albums. His name's Tom Petty.
Mm.
And this was on his box set called Playback.
Mm-hmm.
And it saw the light of day in 1995. The song's called Waiting for Tonight. And it's got background vocals by the Bangles. And since I've been in a Bangles mood,
mm-hmm.
And this sounds to me like it might have been an outtake or something left off of Full Moon Fever. So this is Waiting for Tonight.
Not the J-Lo version.
Not the J-Lo version.
Not the J-Lo version. I'm walking down the boulevard, past the skateboards and the beggars. Start looking in the window. Oh, he's walking like an Egyptian.
Right.
So that's how you know it. Start walking, let my mind roam. If she hung around too much, I might take her for granted. But when I was away, she seemed an angel. The only one who really cared about me. The only one without an angle. For so long I've been lonely.
There's the Bangles.
To fight, I've been waiting for tonight. I've been waiting for tonight.
You sound good together.
Seems natural. Yes,
I had a little time to kill. I like that line though about when he's away, she seems, you know, perfect, and when he's around, she's like, eh.
Familiarity.
Not so much.
Yeah,
but I'm in a Bangles mood, so that one jumped into my head, and I really think that they mesh well together.
Percentage? What do you think the odds of getting a bangle on either this show or the podcast-a-thon? What do you think?
I think maybe high. They did just do Scott Aukerman's podcast, so I don't want him to think that we're
what?
Stealing
an
idea from him. But we have been talking about the Bangles for a while, and. Yeah, I think it would be cool to get a couple of chicks in here with guitars again.
I have some questions.
Okay. For the Bangles?
For the Bangles, yeah. So I'm
You're not going to talk about Prince, are you?
Maybe. Now, those sweet harmonies of the Bangles reminds me of the importance of good singing in a rock band. It can't be understated. I think that's what scuttled this next group. This is a band that's like...
That should be a topic. great bands, bad singers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. This is a perfect song for the P category.
Mm-hmm.
It's a band called Polera that we would never hear at any other time. This is from like the mid 90s. They're still plugging away in Minnesota, a three piece. I think there's one member of the band who's not pulling her weight. Maybe you'll notice her background vocals, but this track is beyond reproach. It's called Source of Light on Rock Solid.
Okay, listen
Polera.
For the background. Okay, I like that a lot. I always love the guitar like that up front.
A little flat, a little off key with the background.
Oh, yeah, now.
It'll come back here.
Oh, Oh, geez.
I'm reading into things I shouldn't be. I thought I saw a source of light. I thought I saw a source of light. Sometimes I still think I'm mad. Thought I saw a source of light. I wish you were
hey. Yes.
Now,
this is like the Linda McCartney of
I was
the,
just going to say, Linda McCartney, are these two a couple?
I think they might be, because I think they're still together. I'll post the video. You can see, like...
I got to assume live, they put that way down in the mix.
But she's super cute, so you might stick her, keep her in the band for that, but yeah, that's...
Then have her dance in the background or something. Throw her a tambourine and a tube top and call it a day.
But that's Ed Akerson... Just one of those guys who's just a rock and roll lifer, you know, just never quite got his ticket punched.
This, you know, Linda McCartney has a solo album.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think it was released after she passed. I think Paul, I'm serious.
It was recorded after.
I think Paul finished. I think it was recorded, and I think Paul finished it. I've never listened to it, but I can't imagine.
This is a band I love called The Loud Family. They had an album called The Tape of Only Linda, and it wasn't a big seller. I think maybe people thought, like, I don't want that.
The Loud Family, that was a sketch on Saturday Night Live. They released an album, those
right.
people?
No, it was named after the reality show.
Yes, I know. The cop show, Magruder and Loud.
Exactly.
Okay. this is my last P song, because I'd have more, but Matt says we can only have six each. This is someone I talked about on the last show, too. This is off the same album. This is Pink from 2010. Mm-hmm. Greatest hit so far. This was the second song that she recorded just for the greatest hits, called Raise Your Glass. Great song.
Okay, the party started.
Yeah.
Right, turn off the lights. We gonna lose our minds tonight. What's the dealio? I love when it's all too much.
Pat, don't get fancy. He's getting fancy, Matt.
I am.
Party crasher, penny snatcher.
Ooh.
Call me up if you a gangster.
What?
Don't be fancy, just get dancy. Why so serious? So raise your glass if you are wrong.
Lyrically, not great, but it just makes you feel good, this music. Okay. Matt, now, are you saying, don't be fancy, let's get dancy, that's not good lyric?
I don't think he likes, why so serious?
You don't like Pink at all?
No, that's okay, here we crazy. Go. It's so catchy. I want to listen to it, but write better lyrics, please. I can't stand the fucking cliches and the right. stupid catchphrases. And it's like I feel like I'm reading her instant message transcript.
Matt, I agree with 100% of what you say, and yet still I find this listenable for some reason.
Yeah, it's catchy.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
I'm on board. I like when she sings that little guitar riff. Part like wah, wah, wah.
Yeah.
That would be a good show, like our favorite little bits of songs like that. We could get in like 100 of them.
Oh, Matt would go crazy. Nope, just six. It'd be a four-minute show.
You're like, God, there's two I'm dying to play. I got to just pick one. I want to issue an apology to Pavement, Pulp, John Prine, Louis Prima, Portastatic, Portishead, Pure Prairie League, Prince, Phoenix, Pearl Jam, The Paolas, Peaches and Herb, Parliament, Prefab Sprout, Psychedelic Furs, Pilot, Sam Phillips. Yep. And the Posies. Do you have the album Frosting on the Beater by the Posies?
Is that a euphemism?
No, if you know what I mean. Get that album, Frosting on the Beater. It's going to be your new favorite album.
By the Posies? What year?
That was, I want to say, 97.
I only listen to music that's from the 2010 to 2011.
All right. Well, anyway.
Okay, the Posies.
So Posies. We're not going to... that's your homework assignment. Everybody go listen to that. But I got to go out with, you know, never mind Brussels sprouts, never mind Belgian waffles, never mind Jean-Claude Van Damme. The greatest thing to ever come out of Belgium, this song, Plastic Bertrand, Ça Plan Pour Moi, on Rock Solid.
What the hell is this?
Now you can get dancing.
Bam, bam, mon chasse place, j'ai sur mon lit à bouffer sa langue en buvant, prends mon whisky quant à moi, peu dormi, bidé,
mis dans la gouttière où j'ai eu un flash. En quatre couleurs. Allez hop, un matin, une douleur.
Two verses. As we always
do. Un cheveu chinois. Un sparadra, une gueule de bois. A bu ma bière dans un grand verre en caoutchouc. Comme un agneau dans son igloo. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Moi, 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 moi. Ça plane pour moi.
Everybody. Ça plane pour moi.
Well, I can totally relate to the lyrics. Because they've captured how I feel.
It means this life's for me.
I want to give apologies out. You did that. And that was nice. You gave apologies out to some P artists. Yeah, and I have to go. Apologies to Graham Parker, Pink Floyd, Prince, and Psychedelic Furs. Those were the four that last four to make the cut.
Graham Parker's so good.
I know. Local girls.
What's wrong with us? So that must mean, I don't want to put any pressure on this last song, but it's probably going to be pretty good if it's better than all those other ones.
That is the show. That's Letter P. That's the show. I'm going to play us out today with a super group, kind of a super group. Do we call them a super group? Yeah, I guess so. It's a band called Super Heavy. It's Josh Stone, Mick Jagger, Dave Stewart from Eurythmics. It's Damian Marley and some other guy who we've never heard of him. So this is Super Heavy, and it's a song is called Super Heavy from the album Super Heavy.
How about that?
not a P, but it's just, this is like a recommendation.
There's a P in it. That's just like Matt's
super.
Pool. Let's keep it that
Actually,
way.
Just called him Per Heavy.
Like us on Facebook.
Thank you, Matt.
Us on Twitter. Thank you, Matt Belknap.
Thank you, Gary.
Pat, I love you.
Wow. HWC.
Man horizon fall like the star. The standard jammer now he set the bar. Cause we heavy, we heavy, 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 super heavy, super heavy. Yo, surprise weapons make a keep on arm. That's why me enemies have to keep so far. Cause we heavy, we heavy, 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 super heavy, super heavy.
You better watch your step.